Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Something in the way she
Yeah, remember that? These are a lot of the protests that have been taking place on campuses around the country, all in favor of Palestinians and against Israel for the most part, very anti-Semitic in nature. You have to ask yourself, this with a wink and a nod was, you know, approved by the Biden-Harris administration. They did very little to stop it. And you got to wonder if there's a Harris administration, what happens then? We got to William Trackman with us this morning of the Mountain States Legal Foundation, and of course served as Assistant Secretary for Civil Rights at the Department of Education during the Trump administration. And William, welcome to the show.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for giving us a few minutes this morning. You know, I've wondered, because particularly having served in that role, you understand the impact that even administrative decisions make when handed down from the Department of Education. What would you expect under a Harris administration?
Well, I would expect more of the same. So the Department of Education has a bunch of different internal divisions, one of which is the Office for Civil Rights. That's where I worked under President Trump and Betsy DeVos. And their mission is basically to say, we're not going to fund civil rights violations with federal dollars. So that includes financial aid dollars, it includes any sort of aid dollars related to, like, the subsidies or grants that universities get. And so OCR, the Civil Rights Office, is supposed to respond to accusations of race discrimination, sex discrimination, anti-Semitism, disability discrimination, and they've been woefully inadequate when it comes to anti-Semitism. They just got sued for abdicating their responsibility to stop this type of discrimination on college campuses. So I don't expect much of anything to change if Harris gets into office.
You know, one thing I think that would happen if they're elected is that Tim Walz would make sure there are tampons in every single one of the men's restrooms, because now he's being dubbed Tampon Tim.
Yeah, so Minnesota has a law saying that they're going to provide menstrual products to students, and there's no provision for not including them in the male bathroom. I could absolutely see under Title IX, which is the statute that guarantees no sex discrimination in K-12 or post-secondary college education, that they could say, hey, you have to provide tampons throughout all your bathrooms for both male and female and transgender students. Already they've included gender identity in the definition of sex discrimination, and the Title IX regulations that just went into effect last week. So this is definitely high up on their agenda.
Yeah, you know, I wonder about that, because from a legal perspective, does Chevron change their ability to do that moving forward? Does it have any impact on it? Because didn't Chevron say that if Congress passes a law, in this case Title IX, that administrative agencies can't go in and dictate the specifics of it?
Yeah, well, we're doing the crash course in, you know, Law School 101 here. The Chevron case from the 1980s said that when Congress passes a law, the agencies, like the Department of Education, are allowed to interpret that law. And when someone challenges their interpretation in court, the court has to defer to the agency's interpretation if it's reasonable. Of course, that got expanded into the point where agencies almost never lost their cases. That's different now. So the court just in the last few months overturned Chevron. So now we're back to courts not giving deference to agencies those interpretations. That doesn't mean they can't still interpret them, argue them, you know, try to persuade courts with their interpretations. And every agency, including mine, regulates and issues interpretations. But here, at least, the Biden administration, the Harris administration, wouldn't get deference when they go to court.
Right, right. And, but honestly, I know I remember this happening in the Obama administration. I assume it's happened in the Biden administration. They will effectively blackmail state university policy, state education where they can, with withholding federal funds if they don't follow their policies, correct?
That's right. So I mentioned a second ago how the idea of the OCR is that we're not going to subsidize civil rights violations. So in some cases, the civil rights violation might be very, you know, legitimate, like an anti-Semitism issue. But here we've seen the department use the hammer in its toolbox of Title IX to say we will deprive you of federal funds if you discriminate based on sex. And by sex, we mean gender identity, which means you need to have tampons in the bathroom. It means you need to have, you know, gender-neutral bathrooms for non-binary students. And so absolutely there is a threat associated with these federal funds that if you don't do what they say you have to do, you're going to lose them. That also, you know, by the way, applies in the race context. We saw the Obama administration threaten schools with losing federal funds if their discipline numbers were disproportionately of minority students. So if you had, you know, 30% minorities, but 60% of your suspensions were of minorities, you were facing federal investigation and the loss of funds, which of course had its own deleterious effects when schools tried to gerrymander their numbers to avoid federal investigation.
And I just wonder how many of the current cabinet members would keep their positions, right? Because if she were elected, she would be able to choose a whole, you know, anyone she really wanted, right? As long as it was that person was confirmed, like Miguel Cardona, right? Secretary of Education, you know, terrible job. I just wonder if those people would keep their positions because obviously that they were appointed under the Joe Biden administration.
Yeah, absolutely. So sometimes these officials try to cash in and maybe go into lobbying shops on K Street in Washington, D.C.
Right.
Or maybe they want to go back to their home state, but there is absolute discretion. The president can ask for the resignations of his or her cabinet members. The Senate does have, as you point out, the right to confirm or not confirm appointees, but generally people get confirmed because the Senate defers to the presidential selections for the most part. Betsy DeVos was a 51-50 vote. But yes, that's absolutely right. Harris would be able to appoint even more loyal appointees in the Department of Education and other agencies.
William Trachman with us from the Mountain States Legal Foundation. You don't have to look far for Kamala Harris's record on a lot of these things, right? She was attorney general in California. She signed a memo there arguing that the use of race in college admissions was completely legitimate. Now, SCOTUS has since slapped her down, but I would imagine she would try to institute a lot of those same things on pronouns, and she'd probably push student loan bailouts and all of that if she's in power.
You're absolutely right. So I went back and looked at the brief that she filed. She actually filed two, but one was more recent, 2015, in the Supreme Court in an affirmative action case. And it is riddled with citations to critical race theory scholars, to folks who have won awards for talking about their obsession with race and how race matters a lot. She was a very aggressive proponent of college racial preferences for non-white students, and I absolutely think that she would try to find daylight between what the Supreme Court has already rejected and what she might be able to get away with possibly if she really tries hard in the Department of Education by saying, well, the Supreme Court didn't prohibit all racial considerations just by banning affirmative action.
Wow. Well, I appreciate the insight into that. William Trachman, thank you for your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. The Mountain States Legal Foundation, obviously they work in the education arena and policy, and they're concerned about people need to understand what could happen. As bad as it's been under Biden, it could get a lot worse under a Kamala Harris administration. He, she, they, it, forced.
Maybe it'll be a furry.
Make it. Anything could happen with that group. What are we talking about today on the Kim on a Whim?
Have you ever gone to a restaurant and just wondered to yourself, how fresh is this food? You know, I've had that thought, and now one YouTuber has gone to really great lengths to prove it is easy to trick people.
Oh, imagine that. Maybe your favorite restaurant's up to one of these tricks. We're going to talk about that coming up in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.